In the Middle East today, Hamas vehemently rejected the Israeli cabinet's decision earlier in the day not to open its border crossings to the Gaza Strip until Hamas agreed to release abducted Israel Defense Forces soldier Gilad Shalit. Shalit was abducted by Gaza militants in a cross-border raid in June of 2006. Hamas has demanded the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in exchange for the soldier's freedom. According to the Israeli newspaper Haaretz, Israel's welfare minister told the cabinet today that Israel could not keep the border crossings closed much longer because of the international pressure. But Vice Premier Haim Ramon told him that Israel was facing a humanitarian crisis and said his name is Gilad Shalit and that until he is returned to Israel, not only will we, quote, not allow more cargo reach the citizens of Gaza, we will even diminish it. The situation in the Middle East was the subject of discussion today in a nationally held conference call held by Martin Indyk, a former ambassador to Israel and assistant secretary of state for Near East Affairs during the Clinton administration. He's also the author of the new book, Innocent Abroad. In his opening remarks today, Indyk, who now directs the Saban Center for Middle East Policy, accused former Presidents Clinton and Bush 43 of not being realistic in trying to shape a Middle East peace plan.
They wanted to change the place to make it a more peaceful place or a more democratic place, but it was very much a high-minded transformational exercise in which we intended to make the Middle East over in our own image. And I think it's important to recognize that that's a bridge too far and that we need to be more humble in our objectives and our ability to achieve them and more realistic in the process. Is especially true because the landscape out there is pretty bleak at the moment.
Although Indyk supported Barack Obama during the presidential campaign, he says he is not working for the administration currently and emphasized that his opinions were his alone. He does believe that Obama needs to have talks with the Syrian government and perhaps with Iran.
That is to say, at the same time as we try to move Syria out of the rejectionist camp and into the peace camp, we should be making clear to the Iranians that the door is open to them. If they want to be part of a new, more peaceful order in the Middle East, then they are welcome. There are certain requirements for that. But if they don't, if they want to continue their rejectionist policy, then they will choose to isolate themselves. But it will be their choice.
When it comes to Hamas, Indyk says the Obama administration should not begin dealing with that government right now,
because that will immediately undermine those in the Palestinian leadership that want to make peace with Israel. Hamas's whole argument is that those people, I'm talking now about Abu Mazen, the president of the Palestinian Authority and chairman of the PLO, and Salam Fayyad, the prime minister of the Palestinian Authority. Hamas says those people can't deliver, that through violence, terrorism, rejection of Israel, we're the ones that can deliver the justice and dignity for the Palestinians. For the United States now to engage with Hamas would be simply to enable them to claim a huge victory and in the process basically finish off those who want to make peace with Israel.
Indyk says the Arab states should take on the responsibility of reconciling Fatah and Hamas to the extent that Hamas could then accept Fatah leader Mahmoud Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, to be the leader of the Palestinians and to negotiate with Israel. When asked about active American Jewish engagement in the peace process, former Ambassador Indyk said he firmly believes that Israel's future can only be guaranteed with peace and normalization relations and says that American Jewish organizations should continue to support such efforts. And he said he believed it was important for the West to listen to what Iran wants, even though he believes the efforts for that country to build a nuclear bomb look pretty serious.
Through that engagement, it would provide an opportunity for the United States to explain to the Iranians that if they continue down this path, they won't be more secure, they'll be much less secure. The whole region will be less secure, but the Iranians will be too. Because they will trigger a nuclear arms race, potentially an Israeli preventive military action. Therefore, if their concern is security, whether supply of nuclear energy or security for their regime and borders, then this is not the way to go.